This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being a Friday, we are going to do what we do every Friday right about this time of day. Spend four, maybe, I don't know, five completely unscripted minutes figuring out what the heck happened the past 5 days. Here to do that with us are Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal, also Neela Richardson from Redfin. They are in our studios in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right. So, Neela, give me the long-term view on volatility. Should we worry about it, like, substantively?
No. Long-term volatility doesn't mean a hill of beans.
All right.
As long as stock markets go up every year, there's going to be hills and valleys. But over the long term, we expect for the stock market to be a very good bet for investors.
Sudeep, does volatility, though, beget more volatility? If people are nervous, do I not then get nervous and add to the volatility and it all just kind of goes nutso for a short period of time?
It certainly can go nutso for a short period of time.
that's one reason
to worry about volatility in the short run, because if it feeds on itself, it can get confusing. And both not just traders, but businesses and some regular investors can be moved by markets. Their confidence can rise up and down. Blood pressure moves for all sorts of reasons. And that's one thing that can weigh on the economy. It's not necessarily a huge thing, but if we end up having wild swings, then that's one reason to worry.
Well, so talk to me for a second about regular consumers and confidence, Sudeep, because the IMF came out this week, and you've been running around these meetings down there in Washington. The IMF basically said this week the American economy is the strong thing in the global economy, that China's weak and Europe is weak, and if good things are going to happen, it's going to be because of us. That's a little daunting, don't you think?
It's a little daunting. It's a little scary because we probably don't have the capacity to hold up all of these other economies at the same time. And it kind of feels like we're back in 2011, where we used to refer to the U.S. as the cleanest dirty shirt. Our shirt has actually gotten a little cleaner and others have gotten dirtier. And that's a big problem, because there's only so much we can do to hold up an economy where China is slowing, where Europe may be headed into yet another recession, and Japan looks like it already is in another recession.
Well, then, Neela, what are we supposed to do?
Well, you know, our exports need a partner.
Yeah.
And so we need that demand to go someplace. We need a place to go in terms of trade. And if our biggest partners, Europe and Asia, are on the slump, we're actually not going to be a bright spot for very long. And so it all goes back to creating that demand at home and trying to invest abroad. And so when you see all this volatility, it actually restricts the U.S. from doing what the world needs the U.S. to do, which is to invest at home and abroad.
You know, but Neela, so the Fed minutes from its last meeting came out this week. The Fed urged is patience, right? They pointed to in the minutes of this meeting, they didn't say it at the time, but in the minutes of the meeting, you know, it talks about the strong dollar. It talks about Europe and China slowing down. What is Janet Yellen thinking right now? As we all know, she starts getting ready to think about, you know, in 6 or 8 months, raising interest rates.
Right. Well, first of all, Janet Yellen's really happy that we had a strong jobs report last month, I think. And secondly, I think she is thinking about, you know, when the Fed looks at their interest rate policy, it's really domestic focused. But now we have to figure out how QE and the retraction of QE is going to affect the rest of the world. We know that a strong dollar has effects, and we know that QE has manipulated that dollar for a really long time. And so the global effects are finally going to have to start weighing in on the concerns of the Fed. You're going to see that, I think, in the minutes.
But Sudeep, doesn't she have enough to worry about?
She does have enough to worry about here, because we haven't had that vigorous of a recovery, even though we've come a long way. And that's why all of this, all of these concerns from the IMF matter so much, is because they've been making the same warning after warning, year after year, about all these other economies. They were doing it in an environment where the Fed was really stepping on the gas and was trying to do a lot more than it's going to be doing over the coming year. And that's why this time looks a little bit different. We're seeing the limits now of the central bank superheroes. They're not going to be here to rescue us this time like they were before. And that's a little worrying for markets that have been riding on central bank actions for the last 5 years.
Yeah. And just to be clear and really quickly, Sudeep, because we're past out of time, but this now makes the interest rate decision all the more freighted, right? With us the strongest and the rest of the world weak, this is now a much bigger deal.
Absolutely, because what happens if this interest rate decision starts to slow the U.S.?
Right.
Then we're really in a lot of trouble.
All right. Neela Richardson from Redfin and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.